Welcome, Ruth.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was born in Britain a while ago. I moved to Canada in 1990, so I've been here almost 25 years now. And for most of those 20 years I've been here, I've been living on the Nisqually Reserve.
What brought you here?
My first marriage. My first husband had dual citizenship, so we had the opportunity to come to Canada and we took it. And we came straight to Saminon.
What have you been doing since you came here?
Quite a lot. I'm a mom and a stepmom and a grandmom and a foster mom, so that's kept me busy. I've also worked in for the Nisqually Band for quite a few years in the Natural Resources Department, mostly working with the referrals, which means I get to meet with and negotiate with various levels of government and various companies and extraction companies working out on the territory. So that's kept me pretty busy for quite a while.
What do you like most about living here?
In Saminon, geographically, it's absolutely stunning. I never get tired of looking at it. That pull out at Cold Hill, I used to pass it every day working in Chase, and it took my breath away every single day. It was just beautiful. And of course, the people here are wonderful. There's a lot of creativity here. There's a lot of political activism, which I like. It's a really nice mix of people, and I really enjoy it.
What do you like least about living here?
The least? Oh, coming from England, that's not going to be an easy one for me to say. what do I like least? I think I'd have to say, for that one, getting around town. I like to walk, and it can be difficult. Some of the access, getting from downtown to the malls can be difficult, especially if I have children in a buggy like I often did, or if you're in a wheelchair. Getting around town, mobility is an issue, I think.
What are your most important values as a person?
I have two that I carry with me all the time. One is honesty and one is integrity. And of course, the two go together. I have difficulty being dishonest. It's something I have real difficulty doing. There's got to be a really good reason for it. And for the past 10 years or more, there hasn't been that good of a reason for me to lie to anybody, including myself.
Who are some of the people you particularly respect in this community?
Oh, wow, that's a long list. Well, working with First Nations people, of course, my mother-in-law was Mary Thomas, and number one for respect. My husband I respect. He has a great deal of wisdom, which I enjoy, and I've learned a lot from him. There's just so many people in town, a lot of the grassroots people have such passion and such dedication. I have huge respect for people who are willing to stand up for what they believe in. I like that.
In your opinion, what are the most important issues facing Saminon and area?
It's hard to take one out because everything connects. Jobs is an issue, particularly full-time, well-paid. Employment is an issue, and that speaks to housing. There's a housing issue. There's a myriad of things that could do with improving, I think. We've done okay so far, but I think there's more work that could be done. I have an issue with people being left behind, people on the periphery of society who don't feel they have a voice. So I like to advocate for those people.
What is your main reason for running for office?
I've always been politically minded, but raising children, I wasn't prepared to leave them to go and follow my thing. But now they're older, I think it's time for me to do this. It's just something I've always wanted to do. Contribute wherever I can.
What do you hope to accomplish if you are elected?
Well, it's a team. It's not one person. So things that I want or might like might not fly at the council table, which I'm fully prepared for. But I think generally I would really like to build a bridge between the city and the First Nation community.
In what way do you intend to work to achieve your goals in office?
In the end, everything comes down to communication. If you don't have the right communication or you go in with too much of an agenda, that can often make things go pear-shaped pretty quick. So I would like to sit at the table, put the coffee on and talk to people.
What would you like to leave as a legacy after you step down?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. And to be honest with you, I don't really know. It depends what comes, because 4 years is quite a long time to serve. So at this point, we don't really know what's going to come up in those 4 years. I would like to think that bridge building would be a legacy of mine. I'd be very, very happy and humbled if that could occur.
Thank you. This concludes our interview.
Thank you.